From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Today marks the opening of the new session of the United Nations General Assembly. President Obama is to address the gathering of world leaders at this hour. NPR's Don Gagne reports from New York.
The president will speak of the need for the world to work together to solve problems that he'll say no one country can fix on its own. That includes getting the global economy back on track, climate change, improving public health and fighting the spread of disease, and protecting the world from extremists carrying out terrorist activity. The president will also state that this work cannot be America's alone. According to excerpts of the speech released by the White House, he'll say that those who have chastised America for acting alone in the world cannot stand by and wait for the U.S. to solve the world's problems. He'll say that global challenges require a global response. Don Gagne, NPR News, New York.
Brazil is asking the UN to hold an emergency meeting on Honduras. The former president of Honduras slipped back into the country on Monday and took sanctuary in the Brazilian embassy there. Manuel Zelaya was ousted in a coup on June 28th and sent into exile. Now Honduran soldiers and riot police are surrounding the Brazilian embassy. The Justice Department could announce as early as today a new policy on when government agencies can hide information on counterterrorism strategies such as rendition and warrantless wiretapping. Agencies had been able to keep such information from the public based on claims of state secrecy. The Washington Post and the New York Times are reporting they'd be held to a higher standard. They'd have to convince a panel of Justice Department lawyers, including Attorney General Eric Holder, that a release would compromise national security. Italian prosecutors began closing arguments today in the trial of 26 Americans and 7 Italians in the first-ever proceedings to scrutinize so-called extraordinary renditions. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Rome.
The Americans, most of whom are believed to have been CIA agents, are all being tried in their absence. They are accused of kidnapping an Egyptian cleric in Milan and transferring him to Egypt, where he was allegedly tortured. In his closing arguments, prosecutor Armando Spataro said the cleric, Abu Omar, had been under investigation on suspicion of helping potential suicide bombers travel from Europe to Afghanistan and Iraq. The CIA has declined to comment on the trial, and the Italian government has denied any involvement. The case is the first to highlight the practice known as extraordinary rendition, which human rights activists say was the CIA's way to outsource torture of prisoners to countries where torture is practiced. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 13 points at 98.16. The Nasdaq is down a fraction at 21.45. The S&P is down 1 point. This is NPR News. European safety officials have ordered checks on certain Airbus speed sensors supplied by U.S. manufacturer Goodrich. This follows the crash of an Air France flight in June. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
When investigators concluded that an Air France plane heading from Rio to Paris may have crashed this summer because of faulty airspeed sensors, EU safety officials mandated that airlines replace the French-made Thales sensors with those made by Goodrich. That meant that at least two out of a plane's three sensors had to be Goodrich models. Now there have been reports of loose fittings on a number of those Goodrich sensors. In an airworthiness directive, the European Safety Agency said the problem may originate with manufacturer Goodrich and could cause an in-flight air leak that would cause incorrect pressure and airspeed readings. An Airbus spokesman said the checks affected a limited batch of sensors and these had been tracked down through their serial numbers. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The National Transportation Safety Board is recommending that transit lines and railroads that use the same signal system as the metro system in Washington, D.C., undergo safety checks. On June 22nd, a train ran into a stop train, killing 9 people and injuring 70 others. The NTSB says it's not sure a failure in the signal system caused the crash, but it issued 9 safety recommendations, including that the equipment be inspected. Floodwaters are beginning to recede in the southeast. Torrential rain struck the region in the past few days. 10 deaths were reported in Georgia and Alabama. Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue has asked President Obama to declare a state of emergency in his state. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.